And all I could see was the front page of that book where Dr. Roeder said, you do not understand something until you can explain it to someone else so that they understand. And I didn't know how to explain it. Now, this chapter or this paragraph on page 23 is right out of this book. I went and got the book out again and I started to study it. And I got some other books on cybernetics, some real heavy stuff, and I started to study it. Now, let's read it. Cybernetics is a science of control and communication in the animal and in some machines. It is based on the fact that both biological organisms and some machines have sensors that measure deviation from a set goal. These sensors signal feedback into a coordinating mechanism, your nervous system, which corrects the output or the behavior of those same organisms or machines. Now, if you're reading a page and you go spinning past that paragraph, I think you'll have to admit it'd be pretty easy not to understand what you've just read. Now, you just read, in fact, I read it to you and you probably followed me. You might ask yourself, could you really explain that to someone? Well, I obviously couldn't. That's why it's so essential that we listen to this over and over again. A couple of us were talking at the break, and this gentleman just come back. He came back, he'd just been through the seminar, he came back through it again. And he says, it's so much different. And I said, every time you go through it, it's different. I said, that's because you're operating with a higher awareness, and you'll see things you weren't able to see before. Now, turn over onto page 24. This page could be worth its weight in gold along with the other two pages. Let's let this circle that you see at the top of the page, you're at the top of page 24, let that represent a thermostat in your home. And we take this thermostat and we set the dial to control the room temperature at 72 degrees. That is the set goal. Now, what'd they say? It says it has a sensor in it to measure deviation from a set goal. It signals this deviation into a coordinating mechanism, which then corrects the output. Let's suppose the room temperature is at 72 degrees. Someone leaves the front door open, and it's cold. You're in the northern part of North America, and the temperature drops quickly to 68 degrees. The sensor in the thermostat picks up that deviation. It sends a message through the electrical system in the house to the furnace. The fire's turned on, the fan's turned on, until that room temperature is brought back under control again at 72, then it cuts out. Let's look at it in another machine. We'll say this is an airplane. Well, that wasn't nice. I'll bet you couldn't draw it any better. It's quite obvious I haven't majored in art. The guy said he majored in the minors. All right. Now, this airplane, let's suppose it leaves Pearson International Airport in Toronto, and it's going to LAX or Los Angeles in California. When the pilot leaves the vicinity of the international airport here in Toronto, the pilot sets a cybernetic mechanism. That's called an automatic pilot. Then you see the guy with the four stripes wandering down the plane. And how are you today, sir? You having a nice trip? Enjoying yourself, ma'am? I used to sit there and I think, why doesn't he get back in that room up front? I didn't feel particularly comfortable screaming through the sky at that height and the guy that's in charge of the ship wandering around, you know, inquiring as to the state of my health. But I would feel much healthier if I didn't see you wandering around this plane. But it didn't make any difference. He could have come back and sat with us. That plane was under control. It had an automatic pilot, a cybernetic mechanism. Now, let's suppose that airplane got hit with some unexpected turbulence and bang, it got knocked off course. The automatic pilot would pick up the deviation from the set goal. If it didn't, this thing might end up somewhere down around Juarez, Mexico. It signals a message through the electrical system in the airplane. The wings are changed. The engine thrust has changed, and that plane is brought right back under control again.